This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by my longest ever sponsor, Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. This is something when you put it on your weapon, put it on all the metal parts of your weapon. Clean it first with the solvent and lubricate it with the lubricant and let it go. And you'll be surprised. You'll be happy. You'll be increasing your Frog Lube IQ. Check them out at froglube.com. Frog Lube has been... I think it would be a tie between Frog Lube and G-Code, actually. I think. I'd have to think about that. Anyway, check them out, froglube.com. And that's the wrong page. Ah, golly gee. Now then, coming from Fox News, I'm not, anybody who's listened to me long enough understands that I'm not a big Fox News fan. I don't get out there and think of them as the only conservative news outlet out there. Bill O'Reilly was not conservative. He had certain conservative ideals, but when it came to guns, he was about as anti-gun as they come. He would get out there with his talking points memo, and he'd be sitting there all smug and everything, but big deal. And then there's Shepard Smith, of course. Last year, the number of concealed carry permits in the United States topped $15 million, according to data collected by the Crime Prevention Research Center. That's the largest one-year increase ever in the number of permits issued. In July 2016, the center reported that 14.5 million people had concealed carry permits. As of May of this year, the number is already 15.7 million. I think it's a little higher than that, but I don't know. John Lott, founder of the group and a Fox News columnist, said several states, including Arizona, Florida, Michigan, and Texas, have seen a big jump in the number of gun permits issued. There are several reasons for that increase, most notably a rise in women and minorities seeking to purchase handguns, according to Lott. And he says, I think you're going to continue to see a change in the composition of people who go and get permits. Women are growing at a much faster rate than men. So between 2012 and 2016, Lott said the growth rate for women was twice as much as it was for men. He also said minorities are purchasing handguns at a higher rate compared to previous years, which means minority women are the biggest single block of people buying guns now. Firearms instructors are reporting an increase in the number of black women learning how to use guns around the country, as noted in an earlier Fox News report. Gun instructors who teach self-defense courses say more women are looking toward guns to protect themselves against crime. In a May 10th statement to Fox News, NRA spokeswoman Catherine Mortensen said women are the fastest growing segment of firearms buyers in the country. No kidding. That's nothing new. I knew that already. The NRA is a natural home for women firearms owners. Mortensen said increasingly women today don't want to rely on a spouse or neighbor for protection. They want to be able to protect themselves and their families. This is why Tatiana is so successful. Tatiana has developed all kinds of techniques for gunfighting. Did I just go techniques? She's developed all kinds of technique for gunfighting while carrying children. You might say, why would you gunfight if you're carrying children? Well, if somebody's trying to kill you or take your children, you would have to gunfight while carrying children. Sometimes some of the things that I get asked when I say, well, you know, Tatiana knows how to do this, or Steve Fisher knows how to do that, or JT knows how to do that. And then I get asked, well, why do they need to know how to do that? Well, in case they get faced with this thing. Seems pretty self-explanatory to me. The Crime Prevention Research Center, a nonprofit gun advocacy research group, releases an annual report each July documenting firearm statistics by citing numbers provided by state agencies. This is why Lott only crunches numbers. Lott isn't pro-gun. He shows up at all of these pro-gun things, but that's because that's where his research leads him. If he was anti-gun, if his research led him anti-gun, he'd be the keynote speaker at the Brady campaign. That's just the way he is. He's just about the data. So he goes where the data takes him, like me. He reports in 2016, Arizona had 272,622 permits and 315,107 as of May 2017. Florida had 1.5 million compared to 1.755 million as of April 30th of this year. Lott noted other factors. I mean, that is an increase right there of nearly 200,000. In Florida alone, in a year. That's nearly as many as all people in South Carolina have one. He said you're seeing states making it easier for people to go and get permits. In contrast, states like California and New York have among the tough, you know, they have the tough requirements for permits in the nation. In Sacramento County, as of December 2016, residents are required to pay $220 an application fees, pass a state criminal background check, take a 16-hour training course, and have approval of the sheriff's department by having a good moral character and a good reason to have CCW, according to the center. The problem with the good cause clause, if you will, is that in a lot of cases that is so subjective that, you know, you can walk into the Sacramento County Sheriff's Department with a guy stabbing you with a short knife in the back and say, this guy's trying to kill me, and they'll look at it and say, it's not a good enough cause. Or there'll be some, in New Jersey, Carol Bound. Okay, Carol Bound. The biggest, one of the biggest heartbreak stories there is Carol Bound, I believe she was 38 years old. She was a hairdresser, and she had a very rabid boyfriend. And boyfriend decided he was going to kill her. Said he was going to kill her. She decided to get a gun, and she went through everything in New Jersey that you got to do to get a gun. And you're supposed to find out in 30 days. And in 30 days, they didn't tell her. So then it kept on going and kept on going. And one day, Carol Bound is standing in her driveway at her home where she should be safe. And boyfriend finally shows up and stabs her and kills her in her own driveway. You know, good cause is because I don't want to be unprepared. That's my good cause. I'm very lucky to live in a state, at least South Carolina, as bad as it is, at least has shall issue. There's a lot of other issues that are in South Carolina, but, you know, the issuing of a concealed carry permit is not one of them. So, you know, the politicians, we have politicians always trying to bring things up, ban this and elongate that and everything else. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Because gun carriers are the most law-abiding people out there. We do a very good job every day. I do a very good job every day. You do a very good job every day. And everybody else that does it every day does it. And, you know, to those that get out there and say, what about this time? What about it? What about it? Don't come to me with statistical blips and think you're going to ruin my day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on the firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed, it does. Since we, here in the United States, have the right to keep and bear arms, not just law enforcement, as the gun control advocates maintain is the way it should be, it would seem to follow that we're entitled to use our weapons when we are threatened. More than a century ago, the U.S. Supreme Court recognized that in Beard versus United States, where the first Justice Harlan wrote that the defendant, who had been convicted of manslaughter for killing a man in a violent dispute, was not obliged to retreat, not to consider whether he could safely retreat, but was entitled to stand his ground and meet any attack upon him with a deadly weapon in such a way and with such force as, under all circumstances, he, at the moment, honestly believed and had reasonable grounds to believe were necessary to save his own life or to protect himself from great bodily injury. This is why I can't be in the legal profession, because that's one sentence. I guess in the legal profession, you can write a paragraph-long sentence. But basically, he was talking about stand your ground. To codify that right and prevent people from being put on trial for reasonable defensive gun use when a prosecutor thinks they might have instead have retreated or fled, 24 states have enacted stand your ground statutes. Among them is North Carolina, but a recent case there shows that when prosecutors and judges want to convict a man for using his gun, the stand your ground law can be trampled upon. Gyra Lee had been celebrating New Year's Eve with his cousin Jameel Walker in the latter's home. Throughout the evening, a known troublemaker, Quentin Epps, came by and argued with Walker. When Epps returned with friends and became increasingly belligerent, Lee decided that he should get his gun from his car just in case matters got worse. Lee had completed his concealed carry class and was familiar with the law on gun use. Epps returned once more, and a shouting match between himself and Walker ensued in the street. Walker lost his temper and punched Epps, at which point Epps drew a pistol and shot Walker in the stomach. Walker fell, and then Epps turned his gun on Lee, who had his gun out. Lee fired and killed Epps. Lee was subsequently arrested and charged with second-degree murder. He was a bystander who had acted in self-defense, but nevertheless local officials wanted to make an example of him. At trial, Lee's attorney argued that he had acted in self-defense, but in charging the jury, the judge failed to make any mention of the state's stand-your-ground law or the defendant's right to use force in the defense of his cousin, who had died of his wounds, and the jury returned a verdict of guilty. On appeal, the North Carolina Court of Appeals upheld the conviction, holding that the trial judge had not committed plain error in charging the jury without bringing up the state's stand your ground statute. All of this that I am telling you is incredible. They just ignored the law in this particular case. In pertinent part, that law reads, a person is justified in the use of deadly force and does not have a duty to retreat in any place he or she has a lawful right to be if he or she reasonably believes that such force is necessary to prevent imminent death or great bodily harm to himself or herself or another. Court of Appeals wasn't convinced that the judge had made an error because it wasn't sure that the statute applied in Lee's case due to its uncertainty that a public street outside his home counted as a place he had a lawful right to be. Right now, all of you should be getting some aspirin because this should be causing a bad headache. Because if the General Assembly had meant to accept public areas such as streets from the statute's reach, it certainly would have said so in the statute. Court of Appeals also questioned whether the law applied since it didn't see that Lee was truly in imminent danger. Apparently, Lee should have been able to outrun a bullet when this guy turned his way. Lee's case has been appealed to the Supreme Court of North Carolina, and Cato Institute has filed an amicus brief. In it, Camden Webb and Ilya Shapiro contend the outcome of this case is important not just because of the injustice done to Mr. Lee, but because allowing the Court of Appeals decision to stand would threaten effective invocation of no-retreat laws throughout the nation and weaken a Second Amendment right to bear arms that the U.S. Supreme Court has only recently begun to reassert. And they are right. Prosecutors and judges often have a bias against those who own and use firearms, happy to find excuses for whittling away at the right of self-defense anytime it involves a gun. Juries are frequently sympathetic to such defendants, but they need to be properly instructed on the law. So if this decision stands, it will undermine North Carolina's Stand Your Ground law and embolden prosecutors in other states with similar statutes to try their hands at evading their laws and imprisoning innocent people. That's what happened to George Zimmerman. I don't know. And his wasn't even a Stand Your Ground case. But they kept saying it was not a Stand Your Ground case. They kept invoking Stand Your Ground, even though the defense never, O'Mara never claimed that in Zimmerman's case. They kept saying, well, it's not Stand Your Ground because he followed him. So it can't be Stand Your Ground. Well, you know what? Here's the way this works. Okay. In the event that I am out and about and I'm out there and somebody comes at me to attack me and I draw my weapon on him, and as soon as he turns and runs away, I can't shoot him. I can't. Can't shoot him. Because it has changed. He's gone from an attack to a retreat. If I shoot him at this point, I'm committing murder. And I should be arrested and prosecuted for murder. Because I'm only able to defend myself as long as I am in imminent danger. I can't be put in imminent danger and then they change their mind and take off. I can't say, well, I was in imminent danger 5 seconds ago, so I'm going to pop this cat. No, that's not the way that works. I've had to draw my gun twice. Both times as a milkman, of all things. And both times I drew my gun, the would-be bad guy became the gonna-be track star. And as soon as they took off, my gun went away. I carry a gun to stop a crime. If I pull a gun and they turn around and run, crime has stopped. I have no legal standing at that point. This guy watched this guy kill his cousin or his friend or whatever it was. And then this guy turned to him to kill him. And so he killed him first. That's called self-defense. And anywhere that you can legally be, including a street in North Carolina. You know, I've been thinking North Carolina is not a bad place to live. Maybe not so much now. After seeing this, this is making me shake my head. This is not good. This is really not good. So, if you're driving through North Carolina, make sure that if you have to shoot somebody in self-defense, make sure you have plenty of witnesses and be a member of Second Call Defense. That's my free advice. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime soon. And that is a big shame. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. This is a treatment of your weapon that is going to make it resistant to moisture, resistant to rust, and resistant to failure. And that's why I use it. Check them out at froglube.com. Last night in Manchester, England, at a concert for Ariana Grande, we had a bombing. The photos. I mean, I'm getting real tired of this. I get real tired of seeing a bunch of non-combatants get targeted because they really don't understand what's happening. They don't understand what to do with it or how to deal with it. And then they are shaken for the rest of their lives. It is a truly traumatic experience for them. The photos and the video and the sounds have all of that has become just so familiar. Flash of light, a massive explosion, a little jolt in the film, horrified screams of the dying and the wounded. And in Manchester, This was a concert filled with young teenagers and their parents. Ariana Grande is not exactly... I don't know of any mature people that follow her. I don't even know. I don't know if I've ever heard her sing. This is supposed to be a night of music and dancing and childhood frivolity. And instead it ended up in a bunch of carnage. Horrific injuries, terrible, said President Trump. Dozens of innocent people, beautiful young children, savagely murdered in this heinous attack upon humanity. We don't know. Well, I mean, I think it's we do actually know. 22, I think, is the number that I last heard. Children and their parents, they were massacred by Islamic radicals, killed in the name of the religion of peace. In response, there has been candlelight vigils and calls for peace and understanding, but the Muslim jihadists, they don't want this kind of peace. They want death. And the Islamic radicals will not stop until they have killed every last one of us. Every Christian, every Jew, every gay, every straight, every infidel, no matter what subset you fit into, until we're either subjugated, in demitude, or dead, they're going to keep coming. And you know what? The time has come to eliminate this from the face of the earth. The time has come for nations around the world to stop appeasing the Islamists. You cannot appease evil. The president said we must drive out the terrorists and extremists from our midst and obliterate this evil ideology and protect and defend our citizens and people of the world. All civilized nations must be united in this effort. Here in the United States, we have to do our part. We must secure our borders. We must investigate those who come here from the birthplace of this radical ideology, and we must do whatever is necessary to prevent American blood from being shed here on American soil. And yet, among the more active, stupid sheep, we hear the bleating of the apologists for the radical Islamists from Hollywood to the halls of Congress. They seem to think we can win over the hearts and minds of the jihadists with a bouquet of flowers, some gentle hugs, and maybe some chocolate. That sort of philosophy is not only foolish, but it is actually very, very dangerous to pursue that one. How many more times do we have to listen to the breathless news anchors lecturing us about not rushing to judgment? Because, to be quite honest with you, I'm tired of hearing it. When I was at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, in 88. Is that right? 88. Stayed there till 1990. I was in the forward deployed unit for the military intelligence battalion that was going to be going to the Middle East if that's where we ended up going. So I got to deal with a bunch of psychological warfare people that would tell me how to get these guys riled up and what to say to them in Arabic to get them to pop out of the their foxhole screaming and coming at us and everything to where we just knock them down. And we were prepared to do that. We weren't going to fight fair. We were going to be bloody. We were going to be violent. And we were going to be decisive. And we were going to be victorious. So when one of these breathless news anchors gets out there and says, listen, let's not rush to judgment. This is not about Islam. This is about extremism. How come I never hear about the Baptists doing this? Bill, do you know how many people the Christians have killed over time? Well, you know what? You keep telling me I exist in this world with iPhones and iPads and all this other stuff. I don't see the Pentecostals doing this. I don't see the Hare Krishnas doing this. I don't see the Wiccans doing this. Pick any one of these so-called religions that are out there today, because everybody wants to make Islam a religion, and explain to me which one of these other ones besides Islam does this kind of stuff. I mean, if we're in the 21st century, can we leave everything that's in our rearview mirror back there since we have evolved with time? You know, yes. Of course, we don't have any Christian crusades. We have iPhones now. We don't need them. We have an app for that. All right, so what about Islam? How come Islam will get out there and kill a man for drawing a cartoon? I mean, where do we draw the line on tolerance? The Presbyterians and the Lutherans are not the ones strapping on backpacks filled with nails and C4 and then blowing themselves up. The Methodists and the Baptists are not beheading people. The Catholics are not flying jetliners into buildings. So take a moment, take a breath, and stop and spare me the politically correct garbage. And stop lecturing me about what I should and shouldn't do. How many more children? You know, it's always about the children, but in this case, you know, it is about the children. How many more children have to die at the altar of Islam? You know, how many more citizens of the world must be sacrificed to satisfy the bloodlust of this brutal, savage, 7th century ideology? How many? I mean, I'll listen to whatever the talking heads want to say. How many people have to die slain at the hands of the religion of peace? How many more times, America, are we going to sit here and listen to this drivel as it comes our way and sit back and say, well, you know, we need to be tolerant. I mean, after all, maybe we cause this. Yeah, really? Yeah, did we cause that? We cause that. We caused it, yeah. Sometimes some of these apologists forget that the non-combatants, the sheep, they didn't cause anything. They exist. They're here by birthright. And if they get blown up, they didn't cause what happened to them. That's a whole different thing there. So when they get that kind of apologetic stuff, I just don't quite get it. But this is one of the reasons I don't watch regular news anymore. I'm so tired of hearing these guys tell me this stuff. I'll watch something happen, and then I'll have a talking head explain to me what I just saw. When did this become normal? Why do we even bother watching it? Why don't we just watch the after show? The after show explanation. We don't need to watch presidents and congressmen anymore. We can just watch the after talk talking heads. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Check them out at froglube.com. You know, millions of people love Apple computers. I'm an Apple guy. And some of us wouldn't be caught using a PC. And by contrast, there's millions of PC users who feel the same way about Apple. Many men like double-breasted suits, but there's some people who wouldn't be caught dead in one. And some people swear by Cadillacs, but others really like Mercedes-Benz. Despite these very strongly held preferences, there's really no conflict out of this. We never see Apple computer lovers picketing firms that serve PC lovers. Mercedes-Benz lovers don't battle Cadillac lovers. In free markets, people with strong preferences and differences in preferences get along, and they're often very good friends, and the reason is simple. If you like double-breasted suits, and I like single-breasted suits, we get what we want. Contrast that to harmony that emerges when there's market allocation with the discord, when there's government allocation. For example, some parents want their children to say a morning prayer in school. Other parents are offended by this idea. Both parents have a right to their tastes, but those parental differences have given rise to conflict. Why is there a conflict? Well, the answer is very simple to that. Schools are run by government. Thus, there are going to be either prayers in school or no prayers in school. And that means parents who want their children to say prayers in school will have to enter into conflict with parents who do not want prayers in school. And the stakes are high. If one parent wins, it comes at the expense of another parent. The losing parents have their preferences ignored, or they must send their children to a private school that has morning prayers and pay that school's tuition plus property taxes to support a public school for which they have little use. The liberty-oriented solution to the school prayer issue is simple. We should acknowledge the fact that though there is public financing of primary and secondary education, it doesn't follow that there should be public production of education. Just as there is public financing of M1 Abrams main battle tanks and the F/A-18 fighter jet, it in no way follows that there should be government production of those weapons. They are produced privately. There's no government tank and fighter jet factory out there. That same principle should apply to education. If state and local authorities annually spend $15,000 per student, they could simply give each parent a voucher of that amount that could only be used for education. And that way the parents would be free to choose. They want to send their little darlings to a school that does not have morning prayers? There you go. And you could send your children to a school that does. There you go. And as a result, you and I would not have to fight. We could be friends. We could play tennis. Have beer. Free market allocation is conflict reducing, whereas government allocation enhances the potential for conflict. But I'm a little afraid that most Americans want to be able to impose their preferences on others. Their vision doesn't differ from one that says, I don't want my children to say morning prayers and I'm going to force you to live by my preferences. The issue of prayers in school is just a minor example of people's taste for tyranny. Now think of the conflict that would arise if the government decreed that factories will produce either double-breasted or single-breasted suits, or that there will either be Cadillacs or Mercedes-Benzes built, or that there will either be Apples or PCs built. Imagine these otherwise peaceful people and the conflict they're forced into with one another. Government allocation is mostly a zero-sum game in which one person's win necessarily means another person's loss. And the great ignored and overlooked feature of market allocation is that what game theorists call a positive-sum game. In positive-sum games, you get what you want, say an Apple computer, and I get what I want, a PC, and that's a good thing. My win does not come at your expense, and your win doesn't come at my expense. And just as importantly, we can be friends. That's a way. Free markets would be a way we could live in peace. Now, see, the Constitution was put together as a means to keep the government at bay. And yet, because of those out there, their position is either this. That was written so long ago, Bill, with a bunch of old white guys wearing wigs and they owned slaves. And, I mean, they just went with it. It's got to be, it's outmoded. It's totally outmoded, and we have to move on. We should scrap it all together. Are you prepared for what that comes with? The other supposition is that it's a living, breathing document, that even though it doesn't actually change, we can interpret it differently based upon the times we live in. So today, for example, right, you know, Gene Roddenberry, when he wrote Star Trek, he had this vision in his head that when we got to a certain point technologically, that we would evolve as a human species. And then his entire series and the entire movie franchise and everything behind that was to prove that you don't really evolve. So in Star Trek, they did away with money and violence went away and there was one government and everybody loved each other. And then to have conflict, there would always be a bad guy fighting back against Starfleet, Federation, whatever. So even Roddenberry understood that that basis of getting evolving by some due to technology was never going to really happen. There was always going to be bad people and there was always going to be good people. The founding fathers figured out that it's a republic if we can keep it. And they put in place a way for us to keep it. And it is basically going to be based on how much activism we as people can generate. Now, we haven't been really generating that much in recent times. After World War II, everybody sort of slowed down, and that lasted for decades. And it's only just now beginning to fire back up. And look how far we have fallen. We've spent $22 trillion fighting poverty. Shouldn't that have solved that issue? Shouldn't we have solved that issue with that much money spent? But no. I mean, if you gave $22 trillion to the nation's poor, all of the nation's poor since the Great Society, how far would that go? And why wouldn't it solve poverty? Well, the answer to that is because it was a government program. Government is never the answer. Government is always going to be the problem. Government does not know how to administer anything in any way, shape, or form that looks efficient. And I say this as a former government employee. So the very basis behind living at peace is to understand that what we get out of life, everything that we want out of life, should never come at the expense of others. And the only reason it does actually work out to being that way, here in the United States anyway, is because of government, because of the way the government shapes things. That has a whole lot to do with it. You don't see that in certain consumer businesses. In certain consumer businesses, the more the merrier. It's a buyer's market out there. But you do see it when it comes to rights. And that is something that we have to avoid at all costs, because if we lose that, we're going to have to fight to get it back. And that's a little more involved than it sounds like. Okay? That's not anywhere we need to be going. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to open up with Mark Stone, the CEO and president of Nighthawk Custom. Then it's going to be Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense, and then it'll be me and you for the rest of the show. Between now, we're going to be back in 21 hours. Please remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once. Not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.